WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Intelligence officials say they detected an Iranian plot against former President Trump and shared it before the shooting at his rally in Pennsylvania. But the two are not connected. Political expert Dr. Brad Lockerbie.
I don't know that it's going to have any big effect over the long haul. What I think is going to happen is there probably will be a short-term bump to former President Trump's popularity, in a sense, a rally round the flag effect.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez faces decades in prison following his conviction today for bribery. CBS New York reporter Alice Gaynor covered his trial.
Even if he is sentenced and serving time in prison, he could still serve as senator, but he could also be expelled.
Top Democrats are calling for him to resign. And Wall Street rose to record highs today thanks to a big boost from the Dow. Market analyst Art Hogan.
A broader market is going to be a much healthier and more secure place for investors to be in.
It's the Dow's best close in 13 months. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police have reportedly shot and killed a person about 2.5 miles from Fiserv Forum, which is the main RNC venue. There's a large police presence near 14th and Fleet Streets. The officer who fired the fatal shot is from Ohio. Indications are that the incident is not related to the RNC. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says he's enthusiastic about J.D. Vance as Trump's running mate for a number of reasons.
He's a Midwesterner. He has a compelling life story. And frankly, I want to be the first one to sell tickets to the debate between J.D. Vance and the vice president.
Vance speaks to the convention in primetime tomorrow night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Menominee will soon allow residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs on city roads. On Monday, the city council approved the proposal, making it more convenient for riders to use their vehicles without having to put them on a trailer to take them to one of the three trails in town. City officials expect the ordinance to get its final approval in early August, and when approved, riders should be allowed to use the streets beginning in early October. A map of the roads that are not included in the change can be found online. A popular Chippewa Falls restaurant suffered damage in a Friday fire. According to a press release from Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services, a fire started in the basement of the Chippewa Family Restaurant on Friday afternoon just before 3 p.m. Fire officials say they were able to extinguish the fire in the basement and nobody was reported hurt after customers and employees were evacuated. The restaurant reopened on Saturday, and officials estimate that the fire caused about $5,000 worth of damage. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The All-Stars come out tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's 86th All-Star game is tonight. The Brewers' William Contreras will start behind the plate at catcher. In right field is the crew's Christian Yelich. And was asked, what's it like finally being back to play in the Midsummer Classic?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously a really busy couple days, and you're on the go, and there's things to do throughout the whole day and night.
Today is day three of Major League's baseball draft. The Brewers picking 12 players so far, 8 of them pitchers. Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked, while manager Pat Murphy has the team in first place, they've lost 7 of their last 10 games.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough and we win in different ways. And I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says. And so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks play the Clippers tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. And upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers, highs close to 80. Currently at 75 degrees.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the former Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Mike Tate, as well as former U.S. Representative from Wisconsin, Scott Klug. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Kampali Takaria. East Brady Street, Milwaukee, a happier, happy hour. And Dom, we've been joined by a fine guest here at the party table. She's our favorite partying attorney and broadcaster. She's Maggie Dawn. Welcome, Maggie Dawn, to the Devils.
Mike, great to be
and
here
Kampali,
with you.
And Kampali, which I know you've been here before.
Hey, Maggie.
Two tree times.
So we are having a little party here, a little happy hour, and some politics. And they're having a little MAGA party in Milwaukee. What's been your impression so far, Maggie?
It's intense. I mean, it's just really intense with everything that's happened. I can feel the tension. I can feel the vibe is really, it's incredibly, incredibly tense.
And you texted me over the course of the weekend knowing that this was going to be a big weekend in Milwaukee, and I was at a Charlie Barron's comedy show and the assassination attempt of Donald Trump was being widely reported, and this was, I don't want to cast it, how did you perceive this news immediately before the RNC in Milwaukee?
I was sobbing for like 10 minutes. The word that I used to someone was I'm bereft. The sense of loss that I feel, one, political violence is incompatible with democracy. The very hallmark of democracy is the peaceful transfer of power. And political violence, if we cross through that portal, right, like there's not coming back from that. And it seemed like this, again, slow and inexorable march towards increasing levels of rhetoric. And on the right, and I'm not going to be telling the truth clearly and with emphasis is not rhetoric from the left. Trump is a threat to democracy. We can say that and yet absolutely condemn what happened on Saturday. I was beside myself. I was beside myself from the martyrdom that he will place upon himself over it. That makes me really uncomfortable.
What about from the perspective, you're the former Milwaukee County Corporation Council, and I know you care about this community quite a bit, this city, this county. From Milwaukee's perspective, what was your feeling?
Yeah, I...
Because you feel this with more gravity than a guy like me sitting in Madison does.
I'm of here and will always proudly be so. And I sent messages to some of my friends that still work in county and city government. Like, I'm thinking of you. I hope you are safe. Please do the best that you can, as I know you always do. Thank you for your service. I had reached out to my team at the Corporation Counsel's office last week, as well as the county executive's office, to say, I'm thinking of you. You have my best wishes for a peaceful and productive RNC that highlights the best of Milwaukee and the best of some of what Wisconsin has to offer. So it's incredibly destabilizing. Again, a friend of mine that works in emergency management has worked in the intelligence apparatus at the federal level, has served in the military. Her text messages, our exchange was just absolute emotional devastation.
Maggie Dawn, our good friend and fine guest here at Kempali Taqueria, East Brady Street. You can be our guest. Join the political party here. Maggie, there is sort of some breaking news, as you may know by now. A apparently homeless man has been shot in Milwaukee by some of the visiting police officers. We had heard it reported from our friend and colleague Earl Ingram that apparently a knife was taken out. And at this hour, most recently, we have heard five police officers from Columbus, Ohio, were involved in the shooting. Five people pulled the trigger. Maggie, this isn't certainly the notoriety we wanted to import to Milwaukee this week.
No. We'll see what unfolds as the incident is discussed more openly.
Five? Five? I mean, what?
Thanks, Tom.
It seems, I don't know, we don't know the details, we don't know all that, but it seems kind of trigger happy. We have a lot of law enforcement officers standing around in the sun, not a whole lot to do. I'm stunned and shocked and disgusted by this. That's de-escalation.
But who said they were de-escalating? Who said the cops?
And de-escalation. But de-escalation has been a topic of conversation.
Well, and it should be the first. Listen, a direct threat to the president of the United States needs to be taken out. Frankly, right?
Sure.
Okay. If the investigation of this incident makes it clear that this was what looks like is being reported to be a confrontation between at least one person who was unhoused, right, and another. I would be remiss if I didn't say clearly there are some mental health issues at play there. And so what was there no place for intervention between doing nothing and letting that altercation between two civilians get worse and five police officers shooting the man?
Five out-of-town police officers. Apparently, according to the reporting of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, this gentleman was known in the area, and we don't know the details of his mental state at the time or his sobriety state, but we have five out-of-town cops, and this is one of the concerns when you have all these people coming in from around the country, 4,000 or 5,000 police officers in total, not all of them certainly from outside the city, but most of them. These are the kinds of things that could happen. It's very scary. I mean, hopefully no one else was hurt, but we'll have to wait and see what the reporting is. But when you see the headline there were five cops shooting a homeless guy.
Well, and we all know this. What I'm going to say is sort of obvious if you've lived and observed reality, right? And we'll openly talk about it. Is that the manner in which cops familiar with certain neighborhoods, certain individuals, yep, that are high needs, that have touched the system a number of times, mm-hmm, in large cities, there's a different way that they engage policing when they're at their best. And I certainly know, yeah, a number of police in the city of Milwaukee that do that kind of de-escalation work, that intervention, that really try to meet people where they're at, to help somebody through what can be a crisis moment. And we know that it can be very different in different jurisdictions. So I think your point, Dominic, is well taken.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show live in Milwaukee. We're at Kempali Taqueria on East Brady Street. We've had a few friends join us. I see Chris and Jerry from Sun Prairie. That's a hell of a trip they've made. And a few other friends, the Ukrainian and others. Come on down is the point, because Maggie Dawn, our fine guest, is here. And Maggie, the RNC is restarted for the evening. And they just did the Pledge of Allegiance. And shocker, Eric Hudvey was not asked to lead. And I don't know why. I mean, he did so well at the Slinger Speedway that one time. But he does have a speaking role tonight.
And oh, my gosh.
Reince Priebus may even speak before the end of this fine program. What are you expecting tonight? Sort of a Wisconsin-centric platform, you know, before later in the evening they have all the didn't become the vice presidential speeches.
If Attorney Priebus does speak, as does Mr. Hovde, what I would suggest is that you take a close look at the actual content and tone of both of those speeches. I'll just say this. My impression of Attorney Priebus, ex-chief of staff for Donald Trump, has been one that is a minefield for the man. I think he understands some of the serious institutional issues. He's a lawyer, very smart guy. I think he understands, again, some of the institutional legitimacy issues. Mr. Hovde does not, and he thinks because he's a rich guy, he gets to be a senator too. Gosh darn it. So I think there's going to be a sharp contrast between those two speeches. I'll be interested to hear both.
Megan, what's been your sense of the speeches so far? I happened to catch some of it yesterday, and this guy, David Sachs, gave the weirdest, and I just randomly happened to put it on. I'm like, oh, I sit home.
Like, who dis?
Who this guy? And why is he speaking? Oh, my God. What is going on? The general theme of unity has gone out the window. The attacks on the LGBTQ communities.
Well, they're all back.
Ron Johnson saying that, you know, the policies of the Democrat are
a threat to
clear
democracy
and present danger.
I know.
Wrong speech on the teleprompter, not my
Ron
fault.
Burgundy apparently was was there instead of Ron Johnson. But what's your sense on the flavor so far?
Gross. I mean, the
it tastes like burning.
Yeah, apparently the head faint towards unity was the literal definition of lip service, because I'm not hearing it yet. Again, that's why it makes me interested to hear what Attorney Priebus is going to say, because at least reputationally, he remains a reasonable Republican. Again,
one of the few of the old guards still around, if you call him an old guard.
Hypothetically, yeah. I mean, again, I'll trademark and copyright this now. Make Republicans grand again. I mean, like, it's the grand old party. Like, fix thyself. Let's see what happens. But Ron Johnson's speech was unhinged at best, intentional gaslighting at worst. Gross.
F you, San Diego. She's our fine guest. She is Attorney Maggie Dawn. Broadcaster Maggie Dawn, award-winning broadcaster Maggie Dawn. Makes me a little envious when I say that.
You got like a second place one time, didn't you?
We got a couple.
Star of my life.
You know, they're much.
You know what they call second place?
First loser.
Yeah. Here's your participation award.
Come on back. A couple of first losers and a winner sitting at Kempali Taqueria, East Brady Street. You can be a winner when you join the party. 844-967-2789. Or if you come on down, I'll buy your first one. Even you, Gary.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We finally gotten off our dead and responded. devilradioswag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, broadcasting live from Campali on East Brady Street, east side of Milwaukee, just about a mile from the Pfizer Forum, where the RNC is going off right now. Maggie Dawn, our guest for one more segment. Maggie, thank you for coming down and hanging out.
Can I add a unity message?
No. There's my unity. Okay,
we're unified on the radio right now.
Go ahead. What's your unity message?
It wasn't really a unity. It's just going to be F those guys, but let's continue. It's not a unity message.
The vice presidential candidate has been announced. It is J.D. Vance, and J.D. Vance was a one-time never-Trumper, compared him. I think he called him the American Hitler.
Yeah, but that was the media's fault.
Cultural heroin.
No. But Tom,
right, he believed the media. Yeah, he believed.
It was the media's fault. Yeah. This Yale graduate couldn't noodle through it on his own. It was the media's fault.
Yeah, he was totally convinced and spun by the media.
Yep. Convinced Hillary was going to win.
But that's fine. I mean, I guess if you're going to sell your soul and this is what you want to do, a little bit of power. That's what he can do. He did say, and what's a very concerning thing, and perhaps the thing that boosted him to the top of the list, that he would have done what Pence did not do.
That was the only qualification on the job application, I think.
But he also had some historical things to say about, violent marriages. He said essentially that, if you change your partner's like underwear and you're in a violent marriage or a bad marriage and you get out, it's really bad for the kids. And essentially you should stay in an abusive relationship, according to J.D. Vance. Maggie Dawn, what was your thought when that came back around again? Because this was like in, 2021?
Yeah, J.D. Vance is sort of the dressed up Ivy League version of Donald Trump, right? Like he's the thinking iteration of it. And yet even the thinking iteration of it, that's not just coming from a pure id perspective, will say things like, I'm certain it's better for children if they watch their mom get physically abused in a marriage. I'm sure that's better for them. Well, thanks JD for your opinion. Respectfully, I dissent.
Isn't that kind of like how that is taught? Because that behavior is taught, right?
Of course it is.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and that it continues then if you're part of that environment.
Talk about, JD, did you mean to normalize violence against women? Is that your platform?
Strategically, what does he add to the ticket, may I ask?
Nothing.
Was already in the column, I'm pretty sure.
He's going to solidify the Midwestern vote for Trump. Solidification.
So he's here to appeal to us.
Yeah, I guess.
Honestly, I think, there were reports that came out after the assassination attempt. And because I'm mentioning it, I just want to say very unequivocally, political violence, again, antithetical to democracy. That doesn't have a party. It has crazy attached to it. There were reports this weekend that Donald Trump may have changed who he picked as the VP, potentially because of the assassination attempt, that he's going to change. There was all this stuff that came out. If Donald Trump's response and thinking along the lines of we need calm, that we need to come together, that we need to stop villainizing Democrats, if that was his idea, and he's like, oh, well, JD's my guy. Yeah, that's clearly not what the message that a pic of Mr. Advance, all kinds of crazy policy proposals.
But more so or less so than the other candidates?
But you know, Vance literally came out this weekend and said, there's something more to this. This was, I mean, he was conspiracy.
On X, he blamed Democrats for the assassination attempt.
That was 3 days ago, Maggie Dunn.
Well, it's 3 years ago now.
Right.
But, yes, J.D. Vance represents a much more extreme pick than either of Marco Rubio or Doug Burgum, the governor whose names no one can remember. I mean,
the eyebrows, though. You remember the eyebrows.
Those are impressive. Almost as good as Dominic's. That, to me, was all you need to know about whether or not Donald Trump is actually going to try to unify America and be a president for the middle class. He's not. And the only thing you need to know about how we came to that conclusion is his pick of J.D. Vance. It's a double down on the MAGA cult, which is by extension simply handing over the reins of power to Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
Well, it was Make America Wealthy Again Day at the convention yesterday. And
How do you even say that with a straight face?
Everyone here is rich now.
Yeah.
You're all rich. You know, I've been watching the American economy for 50-ish years. I'm not an economist. I know you have a degree. I don't, but everyone cannot
don't
be
let
the
that
rich
stop
guy.
You.
You know, someone's got to be the worker. Everyone can't be rich. That's been my experience.
That's why Frank Luntz renamed estate taxes death taxes, because we all die, but not all of us have $11 million to our name, which is when estate taxes kick in, courtesy of Donald Trump. It used to be at $5.5 million. I mean, I'll just say this. Would you like wealthy people to be taxed more?
Yes.
If yes,
yes,
it's a vote for Joe Biden and Democrats.
But
if you think that billionaires should pay a lower effective tax rates than every single other American, then vote for Donald Trump. It's that simple.
I was hopeful to be a billionaire someday. Isn't that really?
I mean, I still could be.
They
that's why.
Upon?
That's why is the hope that someday I will be that billionaire.
It's but the American dream to be rich and forget you, little people.
But even if that's true, right? Even if you're selling the aspiration, the odds that any of that would ever happen to you are like now lottery ticket small. The system will never let regular people get there anymore.
Well.
Regular
unless
people.
They're exceptional
on the radio
bootstraps people.
Yeah,
folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a good friend and a fine guest enjoying hopefully a tequila based beverage and perhaps a taco. Maggie, you're going to stick around here for a while at the Campali Taqueria.
Yeah, can I talk about the Supreme Court with you guys
if you would like?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
I just inserted myself into the next
Yay!
Segment.
Yay! Maggie's doing the heavy lifting in the next segment. Drinks for all my friends.
No, we got two more segments left.
Well.
What's the saying? Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
And water for my horses?
Something like that. You know. Hey.
And tequila for Dom. Come back. More Devil's Advocates with our good friend Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. And she gets it right damn near all the time.
I try.
We're at Campali Taqueria. You could be too. Join us.
Santa lawyers, guns, and money. Hey! Santa lawyers, guns, and money. Oh! Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement in the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With Country Jam scheduled for later this week, some spectators are already making themselves comfortable at the event district in Eau Claire. According to a WEAU report, some have already parked their campers ahead of the festival, which will be held at the event district for the second consecutive year. City officials are working to make the festival as convenient as possible, bringing back cash options for visitors with a wristband and offering shuttles with drop-off locations across the Chippewa Valley. A new bike trail is open at Lowe's Creek County Park in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, a nonprofit called CORBA, the Eau Claire County 906 Adventure Team, and the County Parks and Forest Department opened the new trail as a way to give beginner mountain bikers a chance to get into the sport with a trail of an easier level of difficulty. The trail is made of gravel and features banked turns, ramp bridges, and narrow boardwalks. The organizations are planning a more advanced skills park for next year. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s, and upper 70s with more sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny and upper 70s to near 80 by Friday. Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers, highs close to 80.
It's 71 right now.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for
Jane
all.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yockey, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live in Milwaukee. We're at Campali Taqueria. And it is the happy hour. The happy hour is in full blast. The happier happy
full
hour.
Full effect, baby.
Rolling through it with a fine guest she has commanded us to her over. She's got a fresh beverage. She is Maggie Dawn, attorney at law, our friend and colleague in broadcast. Tune in for her fine show. She leads into us, the Maggie Dawn Show, across the Civic Media Network, 2 to 4. Maggie, Supreme Court. Joe Biden apparently is rolling out term limits, maybe, and some other stuff.
Ethics.
Oh, pardon me. Ethics. Didn't mean to get so fresh. What was your first blush reaction to these proposals from President Biden? And, of course, they would take an act of Congress, right?
Yeah. Certainly, I think term limits and an ethics code is the bare minimum we should be talking about, right? Like, the bare minimum. Now, mind you, there will be a case that a lawsuit that's brought if Congress were to ever adopt that and President Biden signed it, someone would challenge it as unconstitutional. What do you think this Supreme Court would do about people trying to actually apply rules to them? I wonder, setting that aside, if Joe Biden proposes these Supreme Court remedies, if you will, institutional improvements, I think we also honestly need to be talking about adding at least 2 seats to the court.
Amen, sister.
I mean, why do this and not add to the court? It's completely out of touch with what the vast majority of Americans think. The vast majority of Americans know that presidents aren't kings and we shouldn't act as if that is a thing. The vast majority of Americans know that a zygote doesn't get, or a blastocyst or a fetus doesn't get 14th Amendment rights to the preference of women. Like, the vast majority of Americans know these things. As well as the fact that, you know, bribing government officials and calling it a tip isn't really a thing.
Gratuity.
May I?
Gratuity.
Yes. Maggie Dawn, if I may ask a question here, because now you've sort of hit a hot button for me. Bob Menendez, the former, soon-to-be former esteemed senator from New Jersey, was found guilty of corruption charges. My understanding is he accepted $490,000. He accepted 13 gold bars, and he accepted like a 25 grand down payment on a lease for his wife's Mercedes-Benz. That is like one-tenth of what Clarence Thomas has taken in gifts, which he failed to possibly report on his taxes failed to put on his disclosure forms. Maggie Dawn, why is Clarence Thomas not the one being convicted on corruption charges? Just asking.
Because he didn't take it from a foreign power. But the interesting situation with both Justice Thomas, but I think almost more acutely with Justice Alito, is that while the total dollar value of what Justice Alito received in terms of those trips and things isn't anywhere near what Justice Thomas has received from his benefactors or the donor class or the billionaire
set. I got rich friends.
A note on that in just a moment. Justice Alito received gifts from someone who then proceeded to have upwards of 10 cases before him in the subsequent years and ultimately decided a case that netted this man somewhere north of $2 billion.
That's real money.
But let's worry about Bob Menendez. I mean, yes, Bob Menendez is a criminal and should go to prison. Yes, and the Supreme Court has lost its legitimacy because of these kinds of situations. A wise mentor once told me, when you enter government service, the friends that you have then are your only friends. In other words, you don't get to like upgrade your friend set because you serve in government. You don't get to have richer friends because of that. If they're only your friend because you either met them through your government service or they befriended you afterwards, guess what? Not your friends. They don't get to give you gifts without you disclosing them or paying taxes on them.
Don never gave me anything. I'm lucky if he buys a beer.
I need some new friends. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, our guest.
And friend. Are we friends, Maggie? We're friends?
I think it was AOC put forward some, an impeachment something that's going to go anywhere. Who would look at these situations and determine that may be criminal or may not be criminal? I mean, they're not going to investigate themselves at the U.S. Supreme Court.
No.
The disclosure, ProPublica, I think, has been doing a great job on identifying all these things. Now, we don't know. Maybe he did claim it on his taxes. This didn't put him on his reports, disclosures. Probably not. Same thing with the other guy who gave the money. You know, was that a write-off? Everything's a write-off, Jerry. So, but who determines that? I mean, it seems like to me, well, that's something someone should look at. I'm not going to do that. I don't have, you know, prosecutorial authority. Who could do something like that?
So it's really interesting when you look at a lot of what has transpired over the last, say, 8 to 10 years. We talk about all these things called norms. Well, there's these norms,
yeah,
but there aren't any actual laws about them. Guess whose behavior we regulate the heck out of, have all kinds of specific laws about? Regular people's behavior. You know, like going into a place and taking something that's not yours and leaving. Those sorts of things. We criminalize the things that apply to middle class and working folks. In other words, things that we see on an everyday basis. But criminalizing corruption and fraud in government and bribery and conflicts of ethics that are simply incompatible with institutional legitimacy,
right,
we're really bad at doing. And it's led to this massive gray area where all of these kinds of arguments can be made. Well, oh, the only ones that can decide what Supreme Court ethics are, oh, the Supreme Court justices.
Well, the Supreme Court justices just gave, what, President Joe Biden the authority to do anything he wants, right? I mean, if that's the case, I'm serious, man.
Less true.
Who would?
Then they gave themselves the right
to determine.
Correct.
Determine whether or not that falls.
Folks, take a note.
In the immune category.
Right? It's 541.
Yep.
I agree with Mike. What the Supreme Court did was announce.
Why make that distinction?
Anoint itself as the final decider of what is immune and what is not immune. That decision provided zero guidance on a meaningful basis to anyone that actually thinks that presidents should be in some way accountable to our system of laws. Zero guidance. I'll tell you, Scalia is rolling over in his grave. The one lauded and held up as this paragon of conservative legal theory was actually a textualist. I think it's a garbage approach to constitutional interpretation, but the man was actually confirmed to that approach. You find the words presidential and immunity together nowhere in the Constitution. It is a thing that they created out of thin air and ephemera. And what they've done is failed to define it with, again, any degree of specificity that would allow people to have confidence in our ability to hold presidents accountable for criminal behavior while in the Oval Office.
Presidents, U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, apparently Congress could be held accountable. Look at Menendez.
Menendez, but
the executive branch, apparently no. The U.S. Supreme Court, apparently no. So is the only answer then an overwhelming effort by the citizenry to go out and vote and push the folks that would actually make changes, make legislative changes to the U.S. Supreme Court, to expand the court, for example? Is that the only way to hold guys like Thomas accountable?
The largest voting bloc in the United States are people who don't vote, like absorb, okay? To me, the solution, like how do you save a democracy? How do you save our systems? How do you make them accountable again? Is just regular people have to show up and vote. And we have to tell the truth all the time as best we can. Correct our errors, correct what we get wrong, and try to get it right and do better tomorrow. Things like presidential immunity, the Supreme Court saying it can't possibly be subjected to an ethics code. These things regular people know are stupid and wrong, and we need to be fearless in repeating that as many times and saying this is an election about democracy. And there's only one possible option. I don't care if it's Joe Biden at the top of the Democratic ticket, Kamala Harris, or anyone else. I'd vote for a tin can over Donald Trump.
I wish you guys would stop saying that. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. She is Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn, 2016 was as much about the Supreme Court
as anything,
as it was about actually putting Trump in the White House. People didn't want Trump as badly as the right wanted to control the Supreme Court. And Ron Johnson won re-election in no small part because of that Supreme Court seat that they held open for a year. Can Biden make this, or the Democratic nominee, but I'm assuming it's Biden, can Biden make this an issue in the same way?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I look back at 2016 and I was enraged by the way the Democratic Party ate itself alive. Like, you couldn't get the Bernie bros to come around on things. It was offensive to me, both as a woman and as someone who knew what was at stake on the Supreme Court. We were voting for one thing and one thing only in that election, and that was to preserve some sanity on the Supreme Court. We now see what the results are. Joe Biden can make a similar case to the public, and I'm tired of watching Democrats eat ourselves alive, headline after headline. It's a death by a thousand cuts. Let's get busy with what's actually happening. Sorry, Mike.
No, that's okay. Maggie Dawn, let me draw a distinction, because I don't want to be accused of being a Bernie bro. But
I didn't mean you.
It is, sure. Sure you did. But it is the Democratic Party and the candidate's responsibility to win the hearts and the minds of the voters. It is not our job to blindly fall in line. That's what the other side does. That's what we accuse them of. So when I hear blue no matter who and I'd vote for a dead guy, I would not.
I'm not
going to do that. I certainly understand what's at stake here. But this has many echoes of the 2016 campaign. And if the candidate is unacceptable and doesn't earn the votes, that's on the frickin' candidate. Don't blame it on the people that believed in something.
God, can we hold both competing thoughts in our head at the same time and, like, agree that they're probably both true? People, this isn't, I don't vote for a single person that I think is perfect. I vote for a set of policies on a platform.
You're more pragmatic than a lot of people. A lot of people
say,
well,
shouldn't we be
making
the pragmatic argument? When is the responsibility to stop focusing on the rhetoric and what is easy to say but hard to live the results of?
Let me ask
this.
That
is an easy argument to make now. It's hard to live with those results.
The president's actions and the events that he did and the speeches and the interviews he's done since that terrible debate. Has he redeemed himself? Has he relieved any concerns that you may have had? Or do you think that he's relieved the general population's concerns?
It's a great question, Dom. Two things. First, I think that he's made a compelling case. Is it a definitive one? I don't know that it is. I don't know that he can ever definitively allay every concern that someone
sure,
would have.
Right.
I think it's an unreasonable standard. But I come back to the simple reality that Republicans live by one set of rules and Democrats live by another. In 2016, well-meaning, good-faith conservatives said Donald Trump is acceptable because he'll have a good team. We cannot spend any more time cannibalizing our own party and placing the future of our democracy and placing at risk the lives of largely people that look less like you two guys, more like me and more like people of color. We can't make that bet unless you're ready to go all in. You know, ultimately, I guess my answer in a really simple way is that President Joe Biden's going to make that decision. I think he needs to be told the truth. I think he needs to be getting the best information possible. There's been some reporting that he hasn't been. That needs to change. But at the end of the day, it's both the voters and the candidate, Mike.
Why again do you draw the distinction? Why aren't you talking?
Because this guy would vote for the tin can with me.
Oh yeah. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
I went the other way before. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I voted for Hillary.
Goldstein.
He voted for Gary Johnson, for Christ's sake.
Big mistake.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We are at Kimpali Taqueria, East Brady Street. We've got some people that have showed up at the party, including a MAGA hat wearing CJ.
Boo!
Come back, more Devil's Advocates, live at a bar.
.5 The Tap.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the Campali Taqueria Tuesday party. We got a fine guest. She's Maggie Dawn, and we got a fine audience member. Drove all the way from Sun Prairie, our pal Chris. Chris, welcome to the party. Thanks for making the trip.
Hi, Chris. Hi. It's great to be here, and I just had to come on because I kind of disagree. I don't think this is like 2016, because I think Biden actually did things for us. Yeah. You know, I mean, Bernie laid out this agenda. I was a Bernie delegate. I was out for Bernie in 2020. I went with the Democratic Party because I know what a danger Trump is. But I was really, really impressed by Biden and the things that he did for people, particularly like, you know, raising, you know, children out of poverty and building the roads and, you know, getting broadband out. And I just think he's going to continue doing that. And I really hope people look at what he's done. People with speech impediments have a hard time. He is not an actor, but I don't want an actor for a president. I want a man that does stuff for us.
Let me interrupt you just for a moment, Chris. Bernie Sanders, AOC have both come out and effectively said, hey, we're on the Joe Biden bandwagon. And my thought is Bernie is strategic enough if he can help deliver some of his progressive base for Biden. And Biden needs as many surrogates, as many friends as he can possibly get, needs every single vote.
He does.
If they do help to deliver young progressives, well, Joe Biden has had a fairly progressive agenda, Chris. This could be a very strategic way for Bernie and AOC to help advance the progressive agenda. Do you agree?
I totally agree with that, because that's how you get things into the platform. You know, you have to make agreements with people, and when you go to the convention, you can get things in the platform, and that's what we have to talk about. We should be talking about issues right now. And President Biden has a lot of really good plans, and the problem was is we had this control of the government by, you know, the Republicans. I mean, we really have to get back to the democratic process. We really need a balance in our government again. And when we can do that, we can do amazing things. I'm really going to trust him. I trust Bernie. I follow Bernie. I follow AOC. I watch the squad. I read legislation. I actually, you know, people have to get involved. We need everybody. We're really going to need grassroots, because we're not going to have the money. So we need everybody out there. We really do. So I just wanted to come on and say, and I'm thanking you so,
so
much
you
for giving me the opportunity.
To disagree with me.
Yes.
That's what you want to do, Chris. Thanks so much to you and Jerry. Let's let Don back on the air. Chris,
thanks
for joining us down here at Campale.
Vote for Biden. Vote for Democrats. We're taking our democracy back.
It's amazing what Chris said was that policy matters and that content matters, right?
You would like to think it matters to people of reasonable thought, but I'm looking down the bar at CJ over here and he's not looking at,
well, he's going to
policy platforms of the RNC.
Wait, I can't believe I'm going to do this on the radio. CJ isn't saying things because he believes them to be harmful. He believes them to be the right answer. He's incorrect, right? But like CJ's not a bad faith guy. He's arguing in good faith. My problem is he's wrong and he won't look at information.
Well, I'll disagree on that, but let me ask you a question.
One of his sources, Dan O'Donnell, does not argue in good faith, and I hear him do
Dan O'Donnell's a different beast.
We talked to Earl earlier today, and we were talking about the changes when the Democratic Party, when Barack Obama was elected, and they fired up a lot of the community. People got out and voted and said, you know, thought their life was going to change, and their lives didn't change, not to the degree they thought it would, you know, whatever the case may have been. And perhaps some folks are disheartened. And how do you think we overcome that thought that, you know, no, whatever I get up and vote, if I go to vote this way or vote that way, at the end of the day, nothing really changes for me attitude.
Well, that might be easy for you to say because you a dude. Like, things absolutely changed for me, right? Like, I woke up one day 2 years ago with fewer rights than I did the day before. That's a real thing for women. Infrastructural investments, things that actually help grow economies in states like Wisconsin that actually support family-sustaining middle-class jobs. That matters. There's something I just saw, one of the headlines off of NBC reporting that somewhere north of 58% of PhD holding American economists agree that inflation would go up substantially if Trump is elected, and that they do not believe the same would be true if Joe Biden is elected. Facts matter. You can say up and down whatever you would like about inflation under Joe Biden. Here's the fact. It is far lower today than it would be had Donald Trump
beaten Joe
Biden.
The Dems fired people up with Barack Obama, and they said your lives are going to change. And a lot of the folks, their lives didn't change. So you're going to come back again and say your life's going to change.
Well, who made that promise? I never heard Barack Obama stand up and tell people your life is going to be different in 4 years. I never heard Joe Biden say that either. If people have a misconception about what democracy is, here's the reality. It's an incremental system. It never moves as fast as we would like for those of us that advocate for greater health and wellness for the vast majority of people.
Dobbs came down pretty quick.
Yeah, it sure did.
Less so on the immunity.
Less so.
Weird.
I want to know. Thank you so much, Attorney Maggie Dawn. Thank you to our friend Earl Ingram. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Rich, for producing this fine Campale Taqueria on the road from RNC MKE 2024. Maggie, tomorrow we're joining your fine broadcast. The Devil's Advocates join you at 3 o'clock. We're doing it from the Civic Media Broadcast Milwaukee headquarters for this fine week. We'll come to you tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks,
but
guys.
You got to have some booze for us when we get there.
I'll bring mine. Thank you, Maggie. Check.
Thank you all for listening. The wrap-up
Thank
of
you,
the
folks.
RNC with Todd Alba on Civic Media coming next. Thank you all for listening. Come on down. We'll be here for a while. Campale Taqueria, East Brady Street in Milwaukee.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.